the death of my father. Did she really come for you, my mother, as you roared and raged against the horned and bellowing death that was thundering towards you? You cursed and flailed, blind and hallucinating, your chin wet with dyslexic speech, clunking your fists on a block of air, telling her to go back, don't come here, not now. It was not yet time for the tide to take you back. How you aped tranquility as the priest did his doings, muttering ancient rites, rattling rosary bones over your comatose overcoat. And then, you cunning fish, you flung yourself up, back, briefly from the brink, foaming and wet, a parody of Venus's birth, up, out of the waves, back to this life, to battle some more, against the summoning light. And the sea of Evenus you'd sought so long to push back, like a weir or a canal maker, an engineer forging furrows in Fenland, or the moon, trying to tell the water what to do. And then you sunk, dived, floated, whatever it takes to do it, you did it. And you lay still, finally suspended by the grandeur of death. Your blood pooling at your lowest points, gravity pulling down the liquid that had given you life, a purple shroud thickening itself into a blood rind for you to lie on forever. And I said, go swim now, Dad. Go back. Go swim.